Mishnah base. For Eidim Chabsim Bamoed, the following people are allowed to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed, even though in general this is forbidden midrabbanon in order to encourage people to do so before Yom Tov begins. So the first few on the list are the same as in the previous Mishnah. Habomim Dinas Hayam, somebody who arrives from being abroad, from Beis HaShivya, or from being held in captivity, Vayetzim Beis HaSurim, somebody who comes out of prison, Vahamunudish Tulo Chachomim, somebody who had a Nidui ban placed upon him, and the Chachomim permitted this ban, v'chemi shenisha l'chochom v'hutar. And similarly, somebody who was under a vow not to wash his clothes, and he came to a Talmud Chochom and his vow was permitted, mitpchos hayodayim, some sort of serviettes, or small towels which are used for the hands. These are used at meals constantly, on a regular basis, and even if somebody were to wash them before Yom Tov, it's likely that he would run out of the towels and need to wash them again on Chol HaMoed. So there's no reason to decree against washing these on Chol HaMoed, because even if he would do so before Yom Tov, he would still have a need to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Umit Pchoy Sasaporim, towels used by barbers to place on top of the person who is having the haircut. So in order that the people we mentioned in the previous Mishnah be able to have a haircut, so it's permitted to wash the towels used for this purpose, even on Chol HaMoed, Umit Pchoy Sasafog, and towels for absorbing. This refers to towels used after a shower or a bath, and again, since these require washing very often, they can be washed on Chol HaMoed. However, again, if he does have other towels which he could use, which do not require washing, then he needs to use those towels and not wash these ones. Alright, continues the Mishnah, people who dirty their clothes very quickly and easily, so they again need to wash their clothes very often, so even if they would do so before Yom Tov, they would have a need to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed as well. For example, Hazovim v'Hazoveis v'Hanidois, these are people who have different types of tumor as a result of substances exiting from their body. Now, because of their condition, they need to change their clothes quite often, which by extension means that they need to wash their clothes quite often, and therefore even if they would wash their clothes before Yom Tov, they would still need to do so on Chol HaMoed, and therefore it is permitted for them to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed. The same would apply, for example, to young children. Young children who can get dirty very, very easily, many permit them to their clothes to be washed as well for the same reason. And anybody who goes up and ends being tomei, he goes from being in a state of tuma to being in a state of tara. And we're referring specifically to people who have a very high level of tuma, such that even their clothes become tomei. So in such a case, they couldn't wash their clothes and they couldn't dip their clothes into a mikveh to purify them until they became tahar. And so on Chol HaMoed, if they became tahar just before Yom Tov, or on Chol HaMoed itself, then Har Eidim Mutarin, all of these people are permitted to wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed, Ushar Kol Odom Asurin, but everybody else is forbidden. And as we explained, the reason is that Midrabbanon, we are concerned that people will end up not washing their clothes and not preparing sufficiently for the beginning of Yom Tov.